This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I've been considering my next guest for quite some time. I had reached out to her, and she actually answered me, which doesn't happen all the time. It doesn't happen all the time. So for the first time ever, we get to talk to Renee, but she is more well known as Lioness. Good evening.
Good evening.
Where did that come from?
Lioness?
Yeah.
Well, I started thinking about, like, what animal actually defends themselves really well. I mean, there's a lot of animals out there that actually defend, but as a female, the lioness actually does a lot of, like, sitting back, waiting for their prey, watches, observes everything that goes down, helps out the male when needs to, but when it's time to go or get things done, the lioness does not mess around. And that's where I came up with the lioness. And then the tactics part came up with the Krav Maga when I was doing martial arts and the training.
Krav Maga. Now, I did notice that as well. I did notice that about your bio and everything. And Krav Maga. Now, that is a very... That's an in-tight hand-to-hand combat system. I have a background in hand-to-hand combat, but it's, Renee, it's way in the background. I mean, it's so far in the rearview mirror, it's not even kicking up dust anymore over the horizon. So right. What is the difference between Krav Maga and for women, for example? Is Krav Maga a really good martial art to consider as one to take up?
For women taking Krav Maga?
Yes.
I believe, well, Krav Maga is designed for anybody, any size, anybody with any ability injury. It's designed to use what your body naturally does with going under stress, being attacked. Women, I feel that a lot of times we feel like, oh, we can't do that because of our size. Guys are stronger than us. People are stronger and there are women that are actually stronger than us, too. I mean, everybody's built differently. But when you do the technique correctly, it's designed to use your body weight and react 0 to 60 by using your natural, reactions that your body does. I truly recommend it for women. Once I start teaching women the Krav Maga aspect of it and realizing that it's that simple to actually feel that much power against a guy who is about 175 pounds or 200, they're like, whoa. It's just mind-boggling.
I've got to develop. I don't have to develop, but I've got to find a martial art I can get back into because I had had a heart attack back in 2015, so I got that divot in my chest. And I'm not real, nobody's ever, supposedly my chest is healed, but I don't know how well that's going to, stand up to some focused punch that somebody might throw at me just to knock me off guard. So, to that end, I've been trying to, I'm torn between Jeet Kune Do and Krav Maga. Now, if you had to make a recommendation, which one would you make?
Krav Maga. And a hand. Because Krav Maga is a hybrid system of all martial arts.
Right.
I mean, we come from so many martial arts backgrounds that we just combine it. It's a hybrid. Hang Soo Do? Is that what it was? Or what?
Jeet Kune Do, the Bruce Lee hybrid martial art that he came up with.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty cool, too. I I love all the study of martial arts. I mean, you can never not know enough. I'm always studying it. When I go in, I try a different type of martial arts. I go in open-minded, because you can always learn something and bring it in to the table and not realize that, oh, wow, maybe that technique works a little bit better than the Krav Maga technique. So I'm a Krav Maga girl. I believe in Krav Maga. I truly love Krav Maga, but I do love all martial arts. And I say to anybody who wants to train any kind of martial arts, any martial art training is better than no training.
Now, I have worked with a Jeet Kune Do instructor before, who also is a Krav Maga instructor as well. One of the things that he recommends to people, because he's also a concealed carrier as well, and I'd like to get your take on this. He thinks that concealed carriers should master at least one punch or one kick, not necessarily, you know, like an overhand right punch, but just maybe something more like a finger jab or something, because he believes that most self-defense encounters are going to start as either a grab or a punch or some sort of a way that you're going to be pretty close to him, and he's trying to create distance. Yeah. What do you think of that?
Doing some kind of a strike first before pulling out your firearm?
Yeah.
I agree. I mean, you have to make space at any time. But, I mean, you can say yes and no. You have to be in that situation. I say train for both situations because you just never know. I mean, any kind of training, like, I can do the same situation over and over again 100 times, and
right.
each day it might be different. You know, I truly believe that you should train if you had to make space and somebody was holding you tight. But, I mean, you still have those pros and cons. I mean, if you make a strike, now your hand's out there. Do you want to have your hand out there while you draw your firearm? And then how fast are you going to be able to draw that firearm out? So, I mean, it's kind of like a 50-50 thing. That's just
right.
my intake on it. But, you know, you have to make space. I mean, do you make space with your firearm or do you make space, you know, throwing a strike? And then if you're going to do the strike, do you really want to go engage in the firearm? It's just kind of like depending on the situation and, you know, where you're at too. Are there people around?
Right. Well, I've always thought that in my case, because I'm not a small guy. I'd like to be smaller than I am, but I'm also sort of built like a aging linebacker. So I've always thought that if somebody comes up to me, that I could take my support hand for a firing grip and jam that in their face, and then while they're working on that support hand, draw my weapon and slap them, you know, ridge hand them or something with that
Ooh,
weapon.
Oh my
and,
God.
Get a little of their DNA before I pull back and take up the classic
Absolutely.
Isosceles or Weaver stance and begin to do the work. Do you think that is a fair hybrid way to go about it?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
I do. I really do. I like the DNA part. I really do. I like a little violence in there.
Well, yeah, I can understand that. When we get back, we're coming up on the first break now. Tell everybody how they could find this. How do they find Lioness?
Well, I'm on Instagram. You can look up Lioness Tactics. I'm also on Facebook and Twitter at Lioness Tactics. I am currently working on a YouTube channel. It's kind of not up yet, but we are having some great segments coming up.
Right. And you are the chief instructor at something called The Compound, right?
Yes.
We're going to talk about that when we get back as well. I want to find out about this compound. Because you also operate in California with a K.
I do.
Yeah. That interests me a great deal. Do you have one of the very rare carry permits?
No. Well, yeah. Ventura County, I'm from Ventura County,
yeah.
So it's a little bit easier to get a concealed carry in Ventura County than it is Los Angeles.
Instead of, hold that for me if you will, because I want to hear about this because this fascinates me. Lioness, you can find her on Facebook as Lioness Tactics. That's how I found her. Go check out what she does. It's quite interesting, and we're going to find out some more about what she does when we get back. A combination of, you know, Bruce Lee and Dirty Harry, if you will. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm. Mike's Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spike's Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spike's Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at GunWinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to GunWinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, GunWinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to Lioness from Lioness Tactics. And she was about to tell me about Ventura County and everything. I'm fascinated with the whole idea of concealed carry in California, because there's about 9 million gun owners in California, and I think there's, what, 50 or 60,000 permits?
Yeah. It sounds about right.
But if you get a permit in California, while you may get it in a place where they're pretty good about it, right?
Right.
you can walk down the middle of San Francisco where they don't give any out, and you're legal, right?
Yes. It's just, it is, you have to try to keep up with all of the new shenanigans that the laws that they are making with all the firearms. I mean, between the ARs and the pistols and what's on the register, what you can carry, what you can't carry. It's, sometimes it gets very, annoying, I guess you would say.
I can that's I mean, you can't imagine what I would say if I lived in California with a K. So, yeah, annoying is pretty good.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Choose my words wisely.
So you live in Ventura County. You don't have a permit right now?
I do.
You do have a permit? Okay, yes. Okay.
But, you know, I mean, going through the process still is the same as, you know, I mean, it's a little harder than other states going through it.
Right.
But I'm very fortunate that I can do it. It's frustrating because the firearms that I do want to carry, I can't, because it's not California. It's not on the California registration or registered.
Take a minute and explain to everybody what it is you're referring to. I've talked about it, but I mean, you're living it. What, when you say that there's only so many guns you can carry, explain what that means.
Really tiny hands, and I would really be happy with the Glock 43 and this, you know, the SIG P365.
Right.
But those are not for civilians to carry in California. It's for law enforcement only. But, you know, there are loopholes where you can buy a used gun and then register it. But then when you sign up for your concealed carry permit, you have to list the firearms on there, and you cannot list it until you renew again. It's a lot of work, basically, to get something that you really, really want and
now
can't have.
Are those guns not allowed because they're not? They don't have the micro stamping on the firing pins.
I believe so, and then I think the mag. I think yes.
So
there's just so many to keep up with. Like right now, the M&P Shield,
right,
the Smith & Wesson, is what is the main carry in California, and the Glock 19.
Okay, well, I carry both, so I don't have that much. Well, I carry a Ace Firearms. I carry a Glock clone, because I don't like Gaston Glock. But that's a whole other story we'll have to talk about another time. So for you, or for anybody there that becomes a permit holder, before they go out and buy a gun, they have to first consult the master list of allowed guns in California.
Correct.
And then they have to go to their local FFL, which some cities are a little more equal than others, is my understanding. So they go to their FFL, they pick out the gun, and then they got to wait on 10 days to pick it up after they buy it.
Yep, it's in gun jail.
And it's got, you have to go take a gun safety class while you're waiting to pick it up?
You have to, before you can even.
Oh, okay.
You have to take the safety test first.
Do you have to take the safety test over and over again if you buy more than one gun?
No, just the first, only one.
But then you have to wait the 10 days to pick it up, and then you got to wait 30 days before you can buy another.
Yeah, correct.
Wow.
I know, right?
And in South Carolina where I live, which is, you know, more than just on opposite ends of the country, with my concealed carry permit, when I go and buy a gun, they don't even do a background check on me.
Damn.
And then I can, not only can I buy the gun without a background check, because I've already been vetted. Hyper vetted, in fact. And so I've already been vetted, so I don't have to go through the background check process. And if I want to walk out of there with three guns that day, I can. Although if I walk out of there with three handguns, they may have to let the ATF know that I bought three or more.
Oh.
But I could buy as many long guns as I can afford to carry out the door.
Oh my God! Well, it's a good thing that I can't do that, because my fiance would probably kill me if I anytime I went to the gun store.
Yeah.
Guns all the time.
I don't understand some of their thinking, because the California DOJ list that they compile is supposedly about safety or something, right? And a gun that has a barrel, no matter what other little safety features it has, is as dangerous as any gun that they've got on their prohibited list.
I agree.
Because at the end of the day, they all are bullet launchers anyway. So as long as they have that barrel, are Smith & Wesson M&Ps prevalent? Are the CZs prevalent? What name brand? I have read that the list is getting narrower and narrower.
It's getting tough. I mean, a lot of the complaints that people who are carrying, they're like, what are we to choose? Again, the Glock 19 is one of the number ones, and then the M&P Shield is probably the second one.
Right.
And then it's just, next thing you know, is they're just eliminating so many that we'll probably just only have to carry one, and everybody will know it.
Well, I saw where the California Supreme Court just passed this thing to where they think theoretically they could ban every handgun but one and still comply with the Second Amendment. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, it's a joke. I mean, every time you hear something that they're going to be doing to firearms or taking away firearms or removing features or you can't have this, you can't do this, it's getting to a point it's ridiculous. And whoever's making these accusations or laws or I don't know what it is, they really need to rethink it and understand how things function. It's not some of the stuff that they're saying, it's just not logical. It's not right. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And the more that they keep making these laws, it's getting too hard for people to keep up with. You're like, is that legal? Is that not legal? Did you register it? Did you not register it? I mean, it becomes a topic, and now it's like, it's ridiculous.
Let me get you to hold right there. You and your fiance should think about coming east, by the way, because then you have much more fun here. Anyway, Lioness Tactics. Go look her up on Facebook. That's the gateway to find everything else she's got going on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News.
A dozen Russian intelligence officials were charged with hacking into the DNC and the campaign of 2016 presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein explains how the hacking took place.
First, they used a scheme known as spear phishing, which involves sending misleading email messages and tricking the users into disclosing their passwords and security information. Second, the defendants hacked into computer networks and installed malicious software that allow them to spy on users and capture keystrokes, take screenshots, and exfiltrate or remove data from those computers.
The indictment does not allege any Trump campaign associates were involved in the hacking efforts. After a busy day of meeting with Queen Elizabeth II and holding a joint news conference with British Prime Minister Theresa May, President Trump is in Scotland, where he will spend the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And I am talking to Renee, but she goes by Lioness. How's that going to work when you finally get to marry your fiancé? Are you going to be... I'm just being a big idiot. Don't worry about answering that one. That's not really what you need to answer. For somebody in California, do you go to the shows? Do you go to the NRA meetup and the SHOT Show and everything else?
I went to SHOT Show last year. I wanted to go to the NRA this year.
Right.
I had two training classes that conflicted on the days and the schedules.
Right.
So I definitely will be going next time to them. I love going to any kind of shows. I love seeing what's out there, what's new.
Right.
And just meeting people.
Well, the thing about it, though, that I concerns me for you, I've had sponsors that are in California before, and I will ask them, and they all tell me the same thing. I'll say, why do you do business in California? They'll be like, well, you know, this is my home.
It is.
And at the same time, your home is being run by a bunch of leftist idiots that have decided to turn it into, is there even a middle class in California? I have read that in certain parts of California, there's either the extreme poverty level, the welfare level, and then the Silicon Valley millionaires, and nothing in between, because everybody's leaving there because there's nothing in between.
It's survival. But you mean the weather's good, the beaches are nice, the gun laws suck, but it's just where you beat it. You know, I like my home. It is frustrating on some things, but I guess you just learn how to deal with it and you find the people that are like you and you just surround yourself with them.
Now, is the part of the state that you come from, is that Northern California and Southern California? Where are you at?
Southern California.
Southern California. So you're, I should have known that with the beaches comment. But look, I watch a lot of YouTube video, and a lot of people that I watch are based in Los Angeles. And I got to admit, at least on those YouTube videos, it looks great and everything. But at the same time, especially for you. Now, does anybody ever come to you, any of these preppers come to you and talk about the big one? Because with the big earthquake that's going to happen there, right, they have put out that in some of these areas where this is going to hit, to expect to be without municipal services for up to a month.
Which, oh my
means
God,
cops. Yeah, cops, fire department, everything else.
Yeah. If that happens, I don't know.
Now, for somebody like you, you'll be equipped, though. You'll be equipped. Most people are not going
to
be equipped.
I go down to the range. I go to the compound. We have everything. We have generators. We have, yeah. I mean, even if the zombies came out or something happened, I'm at the compound. We all know
right.
where to go. We're going to go to the compound.
Right. Is that something they talk about there? Because they have basically defanged most of the citizens of Southern California. I know in Northern California there's it's a little better and everything, but it's like they have defanged them, and at the same time they're telling everybody there. I've read that they put these little bulletins out saying this is going to happen and this is where it's going to be and good luck. At the same time, when somebody says, I'd like to have this gun, they go, no. So how do these yahoos keep getting voted in?
I don't, you know what? I'm still baffled in trying to figure that out. I mean, everybody complains about it, but yet nobody does anything about it. And then the ones that are doing something about it are like looking around going at the ones that are complaining, like, well, why did you vote for them then? You know? I think that we are in a transition of foolishness and trying to make it better, but where do you start?
Well, now, some people out there trying to take California and turn it into three states as a starting point.
God, don't. Oh, my God. Stupid. I mean, what else can we do? Okay. I mean, it's just take away, you know, let's make our state into three states. Let's go ahead and take away half of our firearm rights, or try to at least. Let's take away, you know, our ARs, you know, let's modify our ARs. You built a beautiful AR, and then you want to take it away and put evil, like take away the evil features and put and modify it and put. It's just that's another story, and it's probably for another time. That one gets me heated. It just can make something so beautiful so ugly. It's not that's not the purpose of it. And then half of the stuff that they say that they put on the AR, it's not necessarily safe. You know, it may be safe and inconvenience to, you know, slowing down a shooter. But, you know, if you have a malfunction in an AR and you have to release, you know, the bolt and or take the bolt out and then the action swings open, I mean, you still have a bullet in the chamber.
Right.
That's scary.
Yeah.
You know, so whoever made that one, good job. You're brilliant.
Well, I mean, I get the impression of, you know, of most of these guys that I see, like Kevin DeLeon, who stands up there with a SBR and calls it a ghost gun and talks about the fully automatic magazines and all the other stuff that all the new terminology comes with up right there on your General Assembly. And it occurs to me these morons don't know what they're talking about. They just don't want you to have guns. And in the remain, I've been so interested in what you have to say about the state that I have not allowed you to talk about the compound and what you do there. So I want to take the whole next segment, which is about 2 minutes away, and discuss that, because this is more, I wanted this to be more about you, but I get, I've never spoken to an instructor stationed in California before.
We're quite interesting.
And yet you have student. How many classes would you say you run in a month?
In a month?
Yeah.
It's every weekend I have classes, and then sometimes on the weekdays. So I would probably have to say about six 7. On a good month, maybe like about 11 to 15.
See, and that just astounds.
And that's including like private lessons, and if we have VIP clients coming in or corporate events, that just depending on what it is that comes in.
See, that I know the training scene in California is very robust. I know a lot of trainers that go out there and do guest shots as trainers there. And that's the other thing, and I don't know if I have enough time to ask you this question, but I will ask it in the next segment when we're talking about the compound. Tell everybody one more time, if you'd be so kind, how they find you and what you do.
Hi. You'll find me on Instagram, Lioness Tactics, and Facebook and Twitter. And I am a firearms instructor and self-defense instructor with Krav Maga.
The idea of that, I can only just imagine what a shock it would be for some guy that walked up and just thought you were going to be an easy mark.
Joke about it.
Yeah. The only thing that would be better is if you were wearing one of those. I'm not trying to be sexist, but these bra holsters they have, I've always wondered how that would work out for the mugger if he's like, give me everything you got, and you start pulling up your shirt, and he's like, and then all of a sudden he's looking at the business end of a pistol. What he thought was about to happen isn't happening. It just got really bad for his day. So, anyway.
That's a good way. I might have to do a little Step Tuesday segment.
That'd be a YouTube.
One.
That's your YouTube project when you get that off the ground. We'll be right back. My guest is Lioness from Lioness Tactics. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Is Lock and Load. And I am talking to Renee, who goes by Lioness Tactics. Lioness Tactics. I've been going Lioness. Lioness Tactics. Like I'm trying to make you a soccer player from Europe. Anyway, one thing I want to point out, and it is quite evident, you do training, realistic training, where, like, as a female, you'll deck out, and then yeah. you'll let your assistant attack you, yeah. and you'll fight in that ensemble.
Mm-hmm. So I have a segment called Tough Tuesdays.
Right.
I haven't had a chance to. Well, it's been put on hold because I honestly can't find attackers to attack me anymore. I know that sounds crazy, but. The last guy that I did, if you look on my Instagram, you'll see I did some segments with me rolling around in the dirt, being attacked. He's like, I hurt his shoulder, so he's out.
Yeah.
He will no longer attack me. But yes, I like to do real life situations training, and I also like to train with my eyes closed because I really want to see what my body will react to and how I will fight and defend myself. Go ahead.
No, what I was going to say is that where you can tell a somebody who has both the hand to hand and the pistol part of it is you don't really look at it as a minus if they get their hands on you, do you? I mean, that's sort of like, yeah. Oh, now it's playtime a different way, right?
Absolutely. I have so many tools in my toolbox that if one doesn't work, I have another one to use. And I'm very grateful for that and my training. I really recommend that, you know, get some kind of mindset training or martial art training, because under stress, it's amazing what your body actually does. And if you are taking away the tool that you rely on mostly and
right.
you don't have another tool to go to, what do you do?
Yeah, Plan B better be really exciting. Plan B. Now, you are post-certified, POST. What is that?
Post-certified means that I put myself through a reserve police academy. So
okay.
It's like a post-secondary training. It allows me to train law enforcement and military because I am not law enforcement. So
okay.
I ended up getting post-certified because I wanted to go into law enforcement. Like, I wanted to be a police officer.
Okay. Well, you would have to learn to sort of tamp down some of your baser instincts, I think, just based upon what I've seen and intuitively seem to know about you. But besides that, if you did that, I think you'd be fine because I think, well, you know, I think in all aspects of American life that women will be the savior of the Second Amendment if, you know, along with Trump, because women are the ones that the Second Amendment benefits the most, don't they? Because not everybody's going to be a Krav Maga specialist. And for anybody wondering, you know, okay, she sounds really nice, and she says she's into Krav Maga. When she says she's into Krav Maga, which you obviously have some other disciplines in you, too, because I didn't know Krav Maga round-kicked like that. So
I have a background in Muay Thai.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's even worse than Krav Maga in certain cases. I've actually fought a Muay Thai fighter when I was in the martial arts. But this is back in the 70s. We didn't, when he started throwing elbows and knees, I didn't know exactly what was going on. I was consulting, you know, in between the rounds. I was like, hey, dude's like beating me up. What should I do? They beat him up worse. Okay, I'm going back in now. And, you know. So, no joke about any of that stuff. The compound. Now, what type of students come to see you at the compound?
I actually have a lot of women clients that come and see me.
Okay.
I have a lot of women, their kids. The youngest I have is an 8-year-old little girl.
Mm-hmm.
That I train, and then I have 10-year-olds, 11-year-olds. We just are in the process of becoming a scout shooting range. So we have a bunch of scouts coming in here earning their badges. So I get to be a part of that. And then the dads come in too. I train some of the dads. But majority of my clientele is women, some men, and majority of kids.
Do you, I'm saying this purely from my perspective, okay, because I am a guy. I'm sure you figured that out. A lot of times when I go into a class, I have to consciously take and set aside my desire to emulate Sonny Crockett and go into my whole Miami Vice thing. And I don't think women have that prejudice going into a gun class, and I think women are probably better students and faster students when it comes to assimilating what you try to teach them. Is that the case?
Yes. Well, yes and no. I mean, I get some characters too with women. I get the ones that come in and just want to pose like Charlie's Angels and tank tops and teacup the firearm.
Right.
But then I also get the women that are in. So some of the classes I've had has been mixed with women and men, and the women actually responded to the training better than the men, exactly kind of how you said. And then there were men shooters that were for the first time that actually responded better than the gentleman sitting next to them that had been shooting for 15 years or the guy across the way who's been shooting his whole life as a kid.
Now, for you, who you have this martial arts background and everything, do you find that a martial arts student is a better, it's easier to train a martial arts student simply because they have that physical, that physicality already built into them? They know how to stand, they know how to punch, they know how to breathe, they know a lot of things, and they know how to take instruction. How does that work for you?
It's good in a way where I can kind of connect prior knowledge to something that they're familiar with,
right,
and then they understand to get it when I tell them, hey, you know, you want to be on the balls of your feet so you can move, and they're like, oh, you know, and you know, step into your fighting stance to create a good base, and I'm like, oh. But then I feel that anybody who has any kind of athletic experience is really good too. So, I mean, a football player, a wrestler, you know, you have to base down. And anybody who's never really been in sports, you can always refer back, hey, remember that football game that you guys were watching? Or, hey, have you ever seen something? And then you can just kind of give them that visual. And then there's just some people who are just don't get it. And they have to feel it.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I've never worked as an instructor. I am a good student. I'm not a teacher by any stretch of the imagination. Not trying to be a teacher. Don't intend to ever be
a
teacher.
It's definitely challenging at times because you may get the three, like, so if I have a class of four and you have the three students that get it, and then you have that other one where you're like, oh my God, how did you even get there? Like, I've never seen that. So they're obviously not getting what you're saying. So you really have to redirect you have to figure out a way to get everybody on the same page, especially when you're dealing with firearms. You have to keep that line safe,
right,
and them too. So it's challenging, but it's honestly rewarding.
That's we got about a minute and 20 seconds left, and this is not the only time I ever want to have you, but real quick, tell me what Rhino 911 is.
Rhino 911 is a nonprofit organization that we rescue rhinos. So we go over to South Africa and we help them rescue rhinos and basically just save them. We want to save the rhinos from poachers.
Well, I realize that there's a I've seen. You know, they some of these rhinos actually have fire teams taking, you know, running overwatch for them and everything else. So that I know that is an ongoing thing.
We actually create security systems to catch the poachers. We actually help them with finances and help them get a bunch of orphan rhinos to sanctuaries. And we also teach them self-defense and help them with their firearms training.
Well, we have run out of time, Renee, but I want to do this again, and I appreciate you coming on the show. Lioness Tactics, go follow her on Instagram, go check her out on Facebook, and we need to talk about YouTube. So
yeah.
I'll be in contact with you. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye. And that is it. We'll be back on Monday. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipehitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipehittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.